In this week's parsha, we have a section of return. You look at the words, chapter 30. The word shav is used to return. It's used in various different ways. Vashevota, vishavta, shvotcha, vishav. Time and again, verse after verse, it speaks about return. The word tshuva, which is a concept which we think about this time of year, is right there. To return, to come back. To come back to oneself. To return to God. To somehow to connect that breath which God breathed into us. As we're told in the very beginning of the Torah, how God breathed the soul into Adam. It's interesting that this time of year we're going to blow the shofar. And the shofar is the mitzvah that we do with the breath. Remembering that same breath, that potential, that connection to God that we have. A Jew is not connected to his soul, needs to somehow reconnect. But there's also collective Jewish people. And to a very great extent, that's what the parsha is talking about. Moshe is not only speaking to the individual. Moshe is speaking to the collective, to the nation, to the people. And he speaks about how the Jews are going to go off to exile. And in last week's parsha, that went on and on and on and on. But here it speaks about coming back, returning. And in a certain sense, to return to the land is the most natural thing. It's like the person who becomes in contact with their own soul. Because the land of Israel is the soul of the Jewish people. The land of Israel is something which is our natural habitat. The Talmud tells us that one of the signs that indeed the redemption is near is that the land of Israel will begin to give its fruits again. Throughout the Middle Ages and all the way up to modern times, the land of Israel was desolate. And it's interesting because in the beginning of chapter 30, it has a phrase which is a little hard to understand. It says, "Vayaki yavo alecha kol hadrim eila habracha baklala." When all these things happen to you, the blessing and the curse. And in a certain sense, the desolation of the land is both a blessing and a curse. It's a curse that the land is desolate. What land would want to be desolate? I know that lands can't speak and they're inanimate objects, but nonetheless, what land would want to be desolate? But the fact that the land was desolate throughout the time that the Jews were in exile was also a blessing. It meant that no other people were able to sink their roots here. No other nation was able to really identify with this land because the land didn't cooperate. Rashi says there's no greater sign than this. The land will come back. And now you think about those early settlers who were not necessarily believers. They came back because they felt a connection with the land. And the land gave its fruits. And they made the desert bloom. And today, if you think about all the wineries in the land of Israel, all the wine which is being produced, the land is coming back to life. You know, and as I read the words of the parsha of this return, this epic return, and it includes not just a return to the land, but a return to God as well. I'm reminded of the words, perhaps the prophetic words, of one of the great poets, songwriters in modern Israel, Naomi Shemer. And I was just thinking about the words that she wrote and how close they are to the words of this week's parsha. Instead of the bracha and the klala, blessing and the curse, she says, al kol ela, shmorna li eli hatov, may the good God protect me. Al advash v'la otkets, the blessing and the curse. The dvash is the honey and the oketz is the sting. May God protect us. Alamar v'hamatok, what's bitter and what's sweet. Don't rip up what's planted already. Don't forget the hope. Hashiveni v'ashuva el aretz hatova. And that's what's so close to the words in this week's parsha. Hashiveni v'ashuva. Bring me back. Take me back to the land. The end of the book of Devarim tells, the day is going to come where the Jews go off into exile. An exile which was a bitter exile that lasted so long. But the day is going to come that the Jews are going to return. They're going to return to themselves, they're going to return to God, and they're going to return to the land. And there's something bitter and there's something sweet about that. And we thank God. We thank God for the honey, and we thank God for the sting, and we thank God for the opportunity to be a part of the coming back. When the Ramban walked in the land over here, he wrote a letter to his son, and he said, "It's a good land. But the holier the place, the more it's desecrated. The holier the place, the more that it's empty." And the Ramban writes in his commentary in this week's Parsha that none of these blessings written in this part of Devarim have come true. But where we're sitting today, those blessings had come true. If the Ramban were alive today, can you imagine the updated letter that he could have written to his son? You remember what I told you about the desolation? Remember what I told you about all the holy places been defiled? Remember I told you only 2,000 people live in this land? Well, here's an update. The Jewish people have come back home.